plastic.
Welcome to another edition outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. This is a black and white edition, because there is no gray area in outside the Pizza Box. That's the whole point of this, and I'm really not happy. You know I'm not happy, Jason.
You came in a little hot today, a little fired up. That's why I put you on fire.
Stewing all week long. What? I got to watch... What? What do we call them? Space billionaires in the sky. You know, for $38, you can go to Great America and last all day, man. I don't get it. It was like watching Austin Powers' Dr. Evil Week. You know, bald guys everywhere. Bezos brings his brother with him. What is that? Your bigger me? He's like, most people have a mini me. Bezos has a bigger me. And $28 million to take a ride, right, kid? Because, wow, you know, he must be one heck of a swell guy to take $28 million on a ride instead of... Did they notice any of the fires, you know, that are burning or floods or any... Did they go up there? No, man, they're showing us they're too busy, what, in that 90-second ride doing somersaults. Oh, we in our little thing that looks like it came with batteries that... Is that to, like, you know, I felt bad for him, but, like, obviously the guy got divorced and he's suffering a little bit from... Just get to overcompensate and get a rocket with a mushroom helmet on it that spins off and comes down to the ground at the end of the ride. I'm like, oh, my God. This is really bad. 844-967-2789. Feel free to jump in on the nonsense today because that's all it is. I mean, really? Oh, my gosh. I would rather be at the playground with my granddaughters, you know, pushing them on a swing, for crying out loud. I would much... What's the first thing you'd do if you were a billionaire? Take a rocket into space and maybe not come back? Really? Okay, so there's something behind this other than just the joyride. That's what I've been trying to tell people.
Sure.
These guys are fleeing the planet. They're trying to figure out how to live in space. I mean, I'm listening to them.
Are we going to find out a cheaper way to give people rides up there?
You saw the movie WALL-E, right?
No.
Animated movie, WALL-E. It's animated, but it's right up your alley, dude. It's a great movie. But it's this. It's people left the planet because things are so bad, and they just kind of took some time up in space. We're hoping the planet would heal itself, and then they might be able to come back down. You should check it out, though. WALL-E.
I think they should check it out, right? Yeah. I mean, instead of blowing all that money up in space... You could have fixed some things down here on Earth. The only planet that we can actually live on without having to, you know, what, artificial this? Or what are they going to do? Man, I'm going to stay down here with the, it'd be like the Star Wars, man. No, I don't want to go up there. I'll stay down here on this planet, this Death Star, whatever it is. Find a manhole cover somewhere, and I'll last longer than, oh, say maybe Scott Fitzgerald or Scott Walker or somebody like that. That's the goal right now, is to just outlast some of these guys, you know, because climate change is real. I think that's why they're doing the space runs, man. They're, you know, they want to build space stations. They're talking about, well, we can take, like, our pollution up here. Would it be easier to just stop polluting? No, because they got to stack this money up. And we found that out, too. You know, billionaires, once they get to a certain point, it's not about you get bored buying anything. You already have everything, right? So now it's just who gets the most money. It's just insanity, man. It's total insanity. And it's not going to get better, I don't think, because as we're going to get into more on this show, you know, we have people that run for office, right, that help us make decisions on matters that I guess, pertain to the Earth. And, you know, listen, I'm not against, you know, space travel or study in space, but this was all entertainment for these guys. There's no studying being done. They canned NASA pretty much, right? I mean, hasn't all the funding been cut for, you know, science?
Science, yeah. Hey, can
education.
Can we go back to the wildfires for a second?
Yeah.
So did you notice? I mean, obviously, you clearly saw the haze and some of the other stuff around here, right?
Yeah.
But the, you know, the outdoor air quality has been compromised. And both my kids who have asthma but often don't use their inhalers, both had to use their inhalers this week. You know, so it's real, man. And these are wildfires happening up in Canada. Mm-hmm. Still affects us here. So just because you think, oh, well, we're fine here. No, we're all connected on this planet. So
we're history. And that's why I wasn't kidding last week when I said, you know, I realize I'm already dead. And I can start living at this point, right? I mean, it's just borrowed time at this point. I don't want to pretend like everything's good. I did that with Crudy last week. We're on State Street, right? Listen, man, I did my months of hanging with the grandkids, going to the park, just ignoring all the bad stuff. Sorta. I mean, I never ignore what's going on. I just tried to be the, you know, good grandpa, the friendly guy everybody wants to say hi to. But I'm done with that. I'm back to being mean. Okay? To where mean needs to be mean. Politicians... That's what the gray area is, politics. And I don't do politics, so I don't have a gray area, man. It's like right, wrong, pick a side, man. It's that simple. Billionaires in space is really probably not doing much for the environment at the same time. Every time one of those rockets goes up, a bunch of things die. That's what humans are for. They're here to kill, man. And I don't understand what's wrong with people. I really don't. Are we that stupid at this point? Do you really think? I think we are.
That's a tough question.
No, come on, man.
I mean,
MTG, you'd like, Big Head Matt, you know, traveling, making money off their little sideshow that's just embarrassing. And it's popular with people. It's like the reality shows are it now, man.
That's the part that gets me. It's like, okay, I can understand, you know, some people gravitating to some of this nonsense, but when there's that many, when it's that big of a chunk of humans, it's like, what are we becoming as humans? What are we?
It wasn't the only stupid thing this
question,
week,
man. It's a question.
Not the only stupid thing. You know, I'm glad the Bucks won too, but hey, man, 65,000-70,000 people the next day or the night of, and then, you know, the big parade and stuff, and every state's increasing and it's just rampant. Are people thinking? I'm serious, man. It's a game. Yeah, I'm glad they won, and I agree with you. These are good guys, man.
Awesome.
That's why they won. That's why they won. Sometimes, you know, nice guys don't finish last, right?
Giannis is incredible human being.
Just all these guys. I mean, you know, look what Drew Holiday does with he and his wife, the $1 million they put into Milwaukee businesses for people that are disadvantaged, let's face it.
Yep.
Who doesn't know racism is, like, the worst thing in this country right now? I mean—
The thing that's encouraging.
Am I the only white guy that, you know, has, you know, any kind of, like, conscience at all? I mean, people don't like me because of my views, because I understand our history is bogus, man. I hated school because I knew history wasn't true. I knew it. Science, I didn't like that because you had to think too much, man.
Look, the one thing I'll say about is this. And this is why I think what the Bucks have done, and this is why I want people to talk about in other formats, is because this shows you, and like Giannis said, if you watch his postgame stuff, he did stuff the hard way. He worked his way into it. He had to work hard. Dedication came from nothing. And after, what did he do? What was the first thing? The game ended, and he had all these people coming up to him. He went right to his family. Mm-hmm. Because he knows what matters.
I just remember halfway through the season, I was like, he's better than the last two MVPs that he got. Then he had that stretch where he just struggled, right? And all it is him trying to do too much. It's him overthinking it. And how do I know that? Because CP3 wanted to give him a hard time about missing free throws. Even he knows he's going to miss them. And he hit 17 out of 19. Scores, drops 50 on him. CP3 and Booker can cry all the way home. They weren't the champs, that's for sure. They were the chumps about most of it. And I really enjoyed watching the Bucks win that because I like Chris Middleton. I like Drew Holiday. I like their whole team, man. They just they had fun, and I do believe that they're decent people. Now back to reality. We got a phone call.
We do. It's Susan in her car.
Well, let me see if I know how to push the button here. Susan, thanks for calling.
Hi, Mike. I've never called in on your show, but I do listen to you frequently.
Cool.
I'm just saying, I think that we need to become more childlike in our approach to all this that's going on around us by having hope and doing work. I mean, I think we have to start understanding that people have gotten into this malaise about the planet and where they live. They work hard. They don't have time to think about it. So we have to figure out other ways to make them become engaged instead of getting crabby with them. I'm not saying you're crabby. But
no, no, I agree with you.
No, he is sometimes.
I'm nodding my head.
Sometimes we tend to get on people, but they don't understand the big picture. You know, they don't understand how to make the change. It seems futile. So that's what we have to do, is we have to get together as a collective and really work towards changing people's mindset. So that's all I'm saying, you know, Mike.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah. There's no question. So, and I think that's what this is all about, is trying to make people laugh, but to laugh at it because it's serious stuff, man. I get upset, sure I do, because I know that there's people that know better that we have to get past in order to make these things change. So if people just knew how much fun it is to get together as a group and go to the people that are actually causing our problems, like at the Capitol, and just enjoy and sing and dance, that's where it's at. We got to start doing that again. We got to do it in masses like never before.
I think you're right on, man.
Yeah, and thanks for calling, Susan.
Yeah, that was a great call. And a good perspective from Susan, too, you know, because it's easy to get down about all the stuff. And I get you, man. I understand where you're coming from. But some people need us to approach it a little bit different way to get through to them. So let's talk more about that when we come back, okay?
Sounds good, man.
All right.